With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Lawmakers across the country are working on setting up a legal framework for hemp farming in each state. While hemp and some forms of legalized marijuana are common in the western U.S., hemp and marijuana are not nearly as common in most other states. Scott Profiter, a hemp farmer from North Carolina and VP of a hemp processing and consulting company, says,
"Really what it's going to do, what it has the potential of doing, is shoring up a budding industry and really solidifying a new cash crop that has the ability to offset a lot of the low commodity prices."
But he says with new crops and industries come new challenges.
A lot of what they're debating revolves around smokable hemp products. My company doesn't currently manufacture any smokable hemp products. However, in a lot of retail locations, these products account for 20% of the market and are federally legal currently.
Profiter says the biggest problem is hemp looks just like marijuana, which makes it hard for law enforcement to do their job.
And there have been a number of solutions that have been introduced to these law enforcement officials that are currently being worked through right now as far as field test kits and things like that to enable them to continue to do their job properly while allowing this industry to grow.
That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.